What is wrong at Western State? This is The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Governor Jay Inslee is calling for swift action after two men briefly escaped out a window at Western State Hospital last week. Police captured both men after a statewide manhunt. The escapes are the latest incidents to raise concerns over the safety of patients and workers at Western. Associated Press reporter Martha Belisle has been covering Western State Hospital. She told me why Western has been struggling.
Well, the state says that it's happening in large part because they have not been able to hire and retain enough staff. They've got a lot of patients. It's an 800-bed facility. It's the largest in the state of Washington, and they just don't have enough people to, you know, to oversee them.
And why don't they have enough people?
Well, the state claims it's because they haven't been able to pay wages that, you know, really will draw people in. And some staff say they have concerns about safety and mismanagement, and so it depends on who you talk to, really.
The federal government has been investigating Western State Hospital because of a violent attack on a worker, a patient-on-patient sexual assault. What does the federal government expect to change at Western?
Well, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid started investigating and issuing warnings against Western State Hospital last year. In fact, they issued four termination notices saying, unless you fix the problems there, we're going to cut your federal funds. It's millions of dollars worth of funding. And they sent inspectors in. They found safety problems. They found they investigated attacks or assaults, and they found problems also with, you know, medication and with infection control. And so over time, the state would come back and say, here's our plan of correction. We're going to do these things. And the feds would come back in, and they would check to see if that was done. And then they'd issue another notice. So the latest notice was supposed to go into effect. You know, their deadline was April 1st, but the federal agency extended that until May 3rd. So right now, the state is trying to fix the latest problems, and they've sent in their plan of correction and are trying to remedy those, and the federal government will come back in and the regulators, and they'll decide whether those fixes were adequate.
What would happen to the hospital?
I don't think they've gotten that far. I mean, they've got more people coming in. You know, they get people from a variety of ways. They get people who are found not guilty by reason of insanity, or they get people who are been found incompetent and they get treatment to have their competency restored. They get people who are found to be a danger to themselves or others. So there are a variety of people, but they all clearly need to be institutionalized for some reason. So I don't know where those people would go if they didn't have enough funds to run the facility fully.
Martha, you've reported on Western State before. What are the biggest questions you've got about safety and security of the hospital?
Well, I continue to hear from people who are working on the inside that they fear for their own safety, and they are concerned that management has not been adequate to really ensure that everybody's safe there. So I guess that's my biggest concern, is how are we going to stop the assaults? I mean, to hear, as I reported over the weekend, there was, you know, a new internal kind of investigation on safety that found a number of problems. And then there were also these new reports of a patient claiming that another patient raped him in a bathroom. Or if there was an assault on a staff member, and that staffer had to go to the hospital. So with all the efforts to fix the problems, these kinds of assaults continue to happen.
A couple of minutes ago, you told us that it was a problem of hiring, retaining staff, and wages, but you're talking about accusations of management problems and safety lapses. So which do you think is more true?
Well, I think it could all be true. They don't have enough staff, and maybe they're not moving the staff around adequately. I know that a lot of people, because they have staffing problems, management has required a lot of overtime. Sometimes they also, one complaint I've heard is that management will bring in people to work certain shifts at certain times, and so the people who come in to work for a day or two and then leave don't know the patients, don't know the environment. And with some of these patients, it's really important to kind of know how to de-escalate them, how to calm them down, what things work and what things don't. And so you really need a lot of consistency. And so it's if they could hire enough people to have them have the same people working with the same patients over and over, it would help to calm things down.
You know, Martha, Western State is a place where we lock people and we lock our problems away. Why should listeners care about what happens at Western State Hospital?
Well, there are people who are there for a variety of reasons, and I mean, it's not a correctional facility. It's not a prison. Some people are there because they have gone through a period where they're having a mental health crisis and they're a danger. They are in danger of hurting themselves or other people. And so if you have a family member who is in that sort of crisis, you want to have the assurance that they're going to be placed in a place where they're safe. And just, you know, as a society, we want to be taking care of people who are having mental health issues. It's not something that we just lock them away and forget about them. They're part of society. They're vulnerable. They're in need, and it's part of part of the state's obligation to its citizens to take care of these people.
That's Associated Press reporter Martha Belisle covering problems at Western State Hospital in Pierce County. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have repeatedly cited that facility over safety concerns and threatened to cut millions of dollars in federal funding. We'll keep following the story on KUOW Seattle.